Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets in nakshatras for Solana. Jupiter in Barani, first house, lord of 9th and 12th. Solana's Jupiter in Barani in the first house shapes her entire persona with the moral weight of ancient wisdom, spiritual intensity, and transformative growth. As the lord of both the 9th house, Dharma, higher education, philosophy, and the 12th house, Moksha, surrender, foreign journeys, Jupiter here weaves her identity with expansive yet introspective threads. She embodies the archetype of the philosophical warrior, someone who is born to challenge dogma, hold moral space, and guide others through transitions. Barani, ruled by Venus and symbolized by the womb and cycles of life and death, endows Jupiter with the power to teach through endings, emotional, psychological, or spiritual. This placement suggests a karmic memory of sacred responsibility. Solana likely carries spiritual codes within her body and psyche, allowing her to instinctively sense when something must end for truth to emerge. She may be called to be a guide during initiations, crises, or life thresholds. As the ninth lord in the first, Solana's life purpose becomes her lived truth. Her belief systems and moral compass define her leadership. As the 12th lord here, there's also an aura of renunciation. She may repeatedly detach from ego-based identities, stepping into roles of healer, seer, or spiritual educator. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Jupiter and Barani, spiritual growth comes through facing difficult endings with compassion and integrity. Deep affinity for ancient goddess-based traditions, pilgrimages, sacred texts, and rituals. Judgment is rooted in karmic wisdom rather than surface morality. Able to hold space for others' transformation while undergoing continual self-reinvention. May be called to mentor, counsel, or teach those facing loss, grief, or moral dilemmas. Ultimately, Jupiter in Barani blesses Solana with a transformative, ethical, and spiritually charged identity, empowering her to transmute life's endings into beginnings, to embody wisdom with unwavering grace, and to guide others toward their own rebirth with fierce compassion. Sun in Ashlesha, fourth house, lord of fifth. The sun in Ashlesha in Solana's fourth house illuminates a complex emotional world shaped by ancestral inheritance, karmic bonds, and a deep need for emotional self-sovereignty. As the lord of the fifth house, creativity, intelligence, romance, and children, the sun connects her heart-centered expression and joy with the foundations of her emotional security, home, and maternal lineage. This placement suggests a brilliant but emotionally intense inner life, one that seeks to shine from within sacred emotional boundaries. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the serpent coils, embodies psychic insight, emotional possession, and the transformational power of deep feeling. The sun here doesn't shine outward flamboyantly. It glows inward, wrapped in emotional wisdom, memory, and occasionally secrecy. Solana may have a magnetic presence rooted in her ability to emotionally perceive what others overlook. Her emotional intelligence is often inherited. She may carry a karmic role as the emotional protector or truth holder in her family. As fifth lord in the fourth, her creativity flows best when emotionally safe. She may create art, counsel, or romantic experiences from deep emotional waters. Her connection with children or students, if present, will be emotionally bonded and likely infused with healing, transformation, or profound loyalty. Emotional expressions, whether through music, caregiving, or ancestral storytelling, are central to her radiance. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras' insights for Sun in Ashlesha, karmic emotional entanglements tied to family, land, or ancestral responsibilities. Brilliant emotional memory, sometimes leading to emotional overattachment or guilt. Natural guide for others through psychological or emotional transformation. Creative intelligence emerges when emotional patterns are consciously owned and purified. May struggle with emotional boundaries or identity entrapment until self-worth is reclaimed. Emotional and creative highs arise when Solana leads from emotional clarity and honors her need for depth and privacy. Lows may surface when she feels consumed by family obligation, hidden resentment, or when emotional overabsorption dims her inner light. Ultimately, Sun in Ashlesha blesses Solana with emotionally magnetic leadership, heart-rooted wisdom, and karmic insight, empowering her to transmute inherited emotion into sovereign self-expression and to find fulfillment through nurturing, creating, and healing from the sacred space of the heart. Venus in Ashlesha, 4th house, Lord of 2nd and 7th. Venus in Ashlesha in Solana's 4th house deepens her emotional and relational intelligence, giving her a magnetic charm rooted in psychological sensitivity, ancestral resonance, and sensual emotional presence. As the Lord of the 2nd house, values, speech, family legacy, and the 7th house, partnership, one-on-one bonds, Venus connects her capacity for love and beauty with both her foundational emotional identity and her interpersonal world. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the serpent, brings transformation through emotional intimacy, intuitive perception, and karmic emotional entanglement. Venus here does not operate on the surface. It feels through every interaction, especially within the home and relationships. Solana may form emotionally intense bonds, sometimes with an air of psychic fusion or codependency, and must learn to balance loyalty with detachment. As second lord, Venus ties her voice and values to emotional comfort. She speaks with softness, but emotional depth, and her aesthetic preferences may be tied to tradition, memory, or inherited artistry. As seventh lord, relationships are karmic mirrors. Romantic and business partnerships stir powerful emotional lessons and may involve healing or unraveling ancestral patterns. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras insights for Venus in Ashlesha, drawn to emotionally enmeshed, karmically significant relationships, attractive and nurturing, yet may hide intense emotional vulnerability. Aesthetic tastes are symbolic, rooted in memory, ritual, or sacred sensuality, healing through emotional alchemy, ancestral rituals, or tantric arts, lessons around emotional possession, merging, and regaining independence. Emotional and relational highs come when Solana honors emotional truth in relationships, when love becomes a path of mutual healing and inner revelation. Lows occur when emotional entrapment, guilt, or unspoken expectations erode her inner peace. Ultimately, Venus in Ashlesha blesses Solana with emotionally rich, sensually intelligent, and karmically deep relationship energy, empowering her to transmute emotional fusion into sacred love and to find fulfillment by creating beauty, love, and emotional security from the inside out. Ketu in Ashlesha, 4th house, Lord of 8. Ketu in Ashlesha in Solana's 4th house marks a karmic disconnection from traditional emotional attachments, maternal patterns, and familial expectations. As the Lord of the 8th house, deep transformation, emotional entanglement, hidden power, Ketu here suggests that Solana's emotional life is woven with past life emotional intensity, now calling for detachment, healing, and spiritual reorientation. There may be a sense that the emotional bonds she carries were once consuming or overpossessive, and in this life, the soul seeks purification and release. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the coiled serpent, brings with it themes of emotional binding, psychological complexity, and karmic ancestry. Ketu in this nakshatra grants Solana subtle emotional intelligence, psychic memory, and a profound ability to read emotional undercurrents. However, it may also bring emotional confusion, early emotional withdrawal, or an inability to find lasting emotional satisfaction through conventional family or domestic structures. As 8th Lord in the 4th, this placement speaks to deep inner transformations tied to home, mother, or emotional identity, often through emotional separation, loss, or detachment. Solana may find herself drawn to alternative healing systems, ancestral rituals, or sacred emotional practices that help her release inherited emotional burdens and reclaim peace. drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Ketu and Ashlesha, karmic memory of emotional control, secrecy, or loss within the family line, highly intuitive and emotionally perceptive, but may struggle to feel grounded, detached from traditional nurturing roles, called to discover inner emotional sovereignty, attracted to healing arts involving serpentine energy, kundalini, emotional detox, tantra, path of emotional liberation through self-inquiry, solitude, and sacred emotional rituals. Emotional and spiritual highs arise when Solana accepts emotional detachment as part of her growth, using it as a gateway to inner stability and ancestral healing. Lows occur when she clings to past emotional scripts or suppresses her sensitivity out of fear or confusion. Ultimately, Ketu and Ashlesha blesses Solana with a profound emotional intuition, karmic depth, and spiritual emotional detachment, empowering her to transmute ancestral entanglement into inner freedom and to find fulfillment by nurturing emotional liberation rather than emotional repetition. Mercury in Maga, 5th house, Lord of 3rd and 6th. Mercury in Maga, in Solana's 5th house, gives her a commanding, articulate, and creative intelligence shaped by legacy, ancestral memory, and karmic responsibility. As the ruler of both the 3rd house, communication, skills, initiative, and the 6th house, service, discipline, conflict resolution, Mercury ties her voice and intellect to her creative self-expression, emotional learning, and soul-level leadership. Maga, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the royal throne, carries themes of ancestral dignity, nobility, and spiritual heritage. Mercury in this nakshatra suggests that Solana may be an eloquent storyteller, teacher, or guide whose words carry the weight of tradition, karmic remembrance, or unspoken emotional wisdom. She may instinctively know how to express ideas that feel timeless or emotionally resonant, particularly in education, writing, or emotionally intelligent leadership roles. As Third Lord in the Fifth, her communication is naturally expressive, theatrical, and persuasive, ideal for teaching, writing, or inspiring others through narrative and language. As Sixth Lord, this Mercury also offers her the skill to resolve emotional or interpersonal conflicts through careful, dignified speech and structured reasoning. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Mercury in Maga, voice carries ancestral echoes, teacher, healer, or sacred scribe in past lives. Gifted in presenting knowledge with emotional gravity and presence, drawn to subjects involving family lineage, sacred duty, or emotional history, may feel pressure to speak with perfection or to uphold a royal standard of expression. Karmic task includes learning when to speak, when to listen, and how to balance truth with grace. Intellectual and emotional highs come when Solana uses her voice to inspire, educate, or guide, especially when doing so in service to collective healing or soul-aligned legacy. Lows may arise when she doubts the worth of her voice or feels burdened by the responsibility of her ideas. Ultimately, Mercury in Maga blesses Solana with a regal, emotionally attuned, and karmically rooted intellect, empowering her to transmute ancestral knowledge into creative communication and to find fulfillment by using her voice in service of beauty, truth, and generational wisdom. Saturn in Hasta, 6th house, Lord of 10th and 11th. Saturn in Hasta in Solana's 6th house anchors her work ethic, emotional discipline, and karmic service into the realms of healing, precision, and spiritual craftsmanship. As the ruler of both the 10th house, career, public legacy, and 11th house, gains, networks, social vision, Saturn connects her highest ambitions with her daily duties, suggesting that the fulfillment of her larger purpose depends on her ability to serve consistently, ethically, and with emotional maturity. Hasta, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the hand, embodies skill, healing through touch, detailed creation, and quiet service. Saturn in this nakshatra gives Solana a soul-level commitment to careful emotional work. She is someone who may build systems of healing or support brick by brick, hand by hand. There is a sacred practicality in her soul's labor. She may be drawn to wellness fields, emotional caregiving, ritual crafting, or therapeutic roles that require patience and precision. As 10th Lord in the 6th, Saturn emphasizes service leadership. She earns recognition not through display, but through reliability and quiet depth. As 11th Lord, it ties her long-term goals to service. She is here to make a difference in tangible ways, and her social impact grows with her discipline and humility. drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Saturn and Hasta. Karmic mission to heal, guide, and serve through skilled, intentional effort. Career path may include wellness, emotional mentoring, teaching through structure or habit. Gains arrive through consistency, service-based relationships, and emotionally intelligent labor. Emotional fulfillment is earned. She must learn to hold space for others without neglecting herself. Shadow work involves releasing perfectionism and embracing spiritual trust and timing. Emotional and professional highs arise when Solana uses her hands, mind, and heart in sacred alignment, serving with devotion and building with care. Lows occur when duty becomes heavy or when emotional suppression blocks her ability to receive care or inspiration. Ultimately, Saturn in Hasta blesses Solana with a spiritually skilled, emotionally discerning, and karmically patient work spirit, empowering her to transmute service into soul mastery and to find fulfillment through ritual labor, steady compassion, and emotionally sacred craftsmanship. Mars in Vishaka, 7th house, Lord of 1st and 8th. Mars in Vishaka in Solana's 7th house brings intense drive, focused willpower, and emotionally transformative energy into her partnerships, contracts, and one-on-one dynamics. As the Lord of the 1st house, self-identity, and the 8th house, emotional depth, hidden karma, transformation, Mars becomes a powerful channel of her personal evolution through the mirror of relationships. Every significant bond in her life serves as a karmic ignition point, pushing her toward greater emotional honesty, self-ownership, and internal strength. Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the Archway of Triumph, is a nakshatra of purpose, obsession, and divine direction. Mars here does not act without vision. It strives for depth, loyalty, and spiritual growth through commitment. Solana may be a passionate partner, someone who commits with emotional fire and fierce loyalty, but she also needs truth, shared purpose, and room for emotional transformation within her closest bonds. As First Lord in the 7th, Solana defines herself through her partnerships. She's drawn to strong, purposeful people, but may also face power dynamics, emotional volatility, or mirrored intensity until she fully integrates her own emotional will. As 8th Lord in the 7th, relationships are never shallow. They involve soul contracts, emotional risk, and eventual catharsis. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra's insights for Mars and Vishaka, karmic attraction to intense, purposeful, or spiritually catalytic relationships, gifted in emotional alchemy, capable of deep healing through relational conflict, may struggle with emotional dominance or control in love if not balanced by inner clarity, needs devotion and shared spiritual mission in order to sustain passion and peace. Drawn to relationships that challenge her to become emotionally sovereign and self-aware. Emotional and relational highs come when Solana channels her passion into sacred union, when her love becomes a space of emotional awakening, shared growth, and transformative devotion. Lows may arise when she suppresses her desires or when unresolved emotional wounds lead to cycles of intensity without resolution. Ultimately, Mars in Vishaka blesses Solana with fiercely loyal, emotionally driven, and spiritually fueled relational energy, empowering her to transmute emotional conflict into growth and to find fulfillment through soul-deep partnerships rooted in purpose, power, and inner truth. Moon in Mula, 9th house, Lord of 4th. Moon in Mula in Solana's 9th house brings deep emotional wisdom, spiritual searching, and karmic unraveling to her belief systems, philosophy, and personal dharma. As the ruler of the 4th house, home, emotional foundation, mother, the moon ties her inner emotional security to her spiritual path, suggesting that her truest sense of belonging is found not in place, but in truth. This moon reflects the seeker's soul, one who finds emotional nourishment through spiritual honesty and cutting away of illusions. Mula, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the root, represents uprooting, spiritual purification, and returning to the essence of things. With the moon here, Solana carries an emotionally intense relationship with truth. She feels safest when aligned with her soul's deeper calling, even if that means dismantling what is familiar. She may have experienced emotional instability early on, particularly related to home or maternal figures, prompting her to search for wisdom beyond tradition. As 4th Lord in the 9th, her emotional grounding comes through spiritual knowledge, ancestral wisdom, and philosophical systems that allow her to understand suffering, karma, and transformation. She may be deeply drawn to esoteric studies, ancient scriptures, shamanic traditions, or teachers who embody uncompromising spiritual truth. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras, insights for moon and mula, emotional clarity arises from letting go. She grows by releasing attachments to false security. Karmic ties to ancient spiritual orders or lineages that valued renunciation and inward knowing. Feels emotionally fulfilled by teaching, guiding, or studying with integrity and depth. May experience emotional pain tied to displacement, exile, or family separation, later transmuted into wisdom. Soul level need to create emotional sanctuary through spiritual alignment, not social conformity. Emotional highs come when Solana follows her emotional truth, even if it diverges from tradition or expectation. Lows may arise when she suppresses grief, avoids emotional introspection, or clings to old belief systems that no longer serve her soul. Ultimately, Moon in Mula blesses Solana with emotionally transformative, spiritually rooted, and karmically purifying wisdom, empowering her to transmute emotional suffering into soulful clarity and to find fulfillment by walking the sacred truth-bearing path of the emotional seeker. Rahu in Dhanishta, 10th house, Lord of 11th. Rahu in Dhanishta in Solana's 10th house creates a powerful drive for public recognition, rhythmic mastery, and social contribution through visionary leadership. As the functional lord of the 11th house, via dispositor Mars, Rahu ties her career and social mission to group influence, collective success, and material gains, often through bold action, sound-based wisdom, or karmically timed opportunities. Her public life is meant to stand out. She is drawn to roles that break barriers and resonate with cultural or rhythmic impact. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the drum, embodies themes of rhythm, timing, prosperity, and cosmic resonance. Rahu here amplifies her ambition, pushing her toward high-profile or unconventional paths where timing, influence, and performance are everything. Solana may feel called to lead in music, healing, innovation, or any sphere where social rhythm meets spiritual legacy. Her emotional intelligence and leadership evolves through cycles of public rise, recalibration, and rediscovery of purpose. As 11th Lord in the 10th, this Rahu intensifies her desire for recognition, but always with a greater collective goal in mind. She's meant to lead not just for self, but for the advancement of the community, especially where structural reform, social justice, or sound-based healing modalities are concerned. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras, insights for Rahu in Dhanishta, karmic drive to lead through rhythm, timing, and sound, literal or symbolic, may achieve fame or influence in music, astrology, spiritual technology, or societal reform. Attracted to visibility and material gain, but must channel it into dharmic impact. Career path includes cycles of sudden rise, reputation recalibration, and karmic purpose alignment. Can experience intense highs and lows in public life until her purpose aligns with service. Professional and emotional highs arise when Solana uses her public role as a channel for rhythmic healing, cultural renewal, or empowering others. Lows may appear when ambition becomes disconnected from soul purpose, or when public success brings in emotional isolation. Ultimately, Rahu and Dhanishta blesses Solana with a charismatic, rhythmically attuned, and karmically ambitious public spirit, empowering her to transmute worldly ambition into soulful impact, and to find fulfillment by becoming a rhythm keeper of collective progress and inspired leadership.